Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of February 18th. I'm your co-host, Michael Staling. Alongside me is the lovely, talented, and I don't have anything to say this week, Volzanetson.
Nothing. Boring ass.
That's weird. I normally have... That's really bizarre.
You should come up with stuff pretty quick. No, I'm just boring ass this week. And I am. I got not much to talk about.
No.
Eh.
No, nothing physical. Exciting in your week of entertainment.
Well, it is. I have one thing briefly.
Okay.
I got bitched out by Kathy Najimy on Twitter.
What?
So...
How did that happen?
I ended up watching part of the show. My mom had watched it and was talking about it. It's Celebrity Cook-Off.
Oh, for Christ.
Reality show thing. It's Rachel and Guy, kind of whatever, Celebrity Cook-Off, whatever the actual title is. Okay. And so it's a bunch of celebrities and they cook. They have cooking challenges and one gets eliminated every week and then whoever wins at the end gets like money for their charity. And Dean McDermott's on it.
Well, that's Tori Spelling's husband.
Yes, and I really like him. I've watched their reality show some and like I really like him. I think she's a great person too. They seem like this just really nice people and whatever. And I like Dean. And so I like caught some and it's all aired, but it's on Hulu.
All right.
Okay, anyhow. So Kathy Najimy's on it. And she's all about how she's cooking vegetarian.
Okay.
She's only going to cook vegetarian because her daughter's vegan. And this is a whole big deal about it, which is great. Fine. Whatever. And so I'm watching it and she's making something and they give her marshmallows. And I'm like, oh my God, does she know marshmallows are vegetarian? Because a lot aren't vegetarian. Because a lot of people don't know this. It has gelatin in it, which is not a vegetarian food.
Right.
Anyhow, and then like the next week and the next week. So it's like three, and I'm like, so I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, did she know they're vegetarian and, you know, or not vegetarian and whatever. So I tweeted something like, I'm watching the show. I'm freaking out because Kathy Najimy, the vegetarian chef, keeps using marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay, right? So I just tweet and it's not like to her, whatever. I tweet. I get up the next morning
and
I have a tweet. From Kathy Najimy. Ask first before having a fit. There are plenty of marshmallows with no beef gel. I use those. Calm down.
Oh my God.
And ask.
Wow.
I got schooled by Kathy Najimy. First of all, so part of my response was like, who am I supposed to ask? I'm sitting watching a TV show. Like, how do I answer? And the other thing is they had talked about different vegetarian substitutes and ingredients in the show.
Okay.
So if they just said, you know, because they were talking about other things, if they didn't do that with the marshmallows. Anyhow, I'm just like, I feel bad for her if she's trying to be a vegetarian and they're giving her marshmallows.
Right.
This was like part of my deal. Anyhow, whatever. So I got schooled by Kathy Najimy on Twitter this week.
That's hilarious.
Ooh, okay.
It's a very different world we live in these days.
Isn't it?
Be careful what you say.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that was... So she made me cry, actually. But anyhow, so that was my entertainment weekend.
Your brush with celebrity. Your brush with fame.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't even in Los Angeles. Go figure. Nothing really. I've been playing catch up on a bunch of stuff. I have a whole stack of reviews I need to finish writing. I'm working on trying to get the site redesign finished. So I got home late last night and on.
You got home late last night, which you were working, right?
Yes, I was working.
And it was your birthday.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Let's all feel bad for Michael. He had to work on his birthday.
Well.
And let's all send him a note. And wish him a happy birthday.
Well, thank
He's
you.
Really old now.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But I had turned on demand just to see what was on BBC America because, you know, the Brit list and those kind of things that I miss are usually there and I'll, you know, a Graham Norton show or whatever. But they had this Doctor Who special that Ooh. I wasn't aware of and it was called The Doctors Revisited. And they're doing one special for each one of the 11 Doctors.
Oh, cool.
So they started with William Hartnell, who was the original Doctor Who from 1963. And it was a half an hour special. And it went through and David Tennant was on there. Neil Gaiman was on there.
Ooh,
Stephen
cool.
Moffat, of course, was on there talking about just the impact, you know, and the creation of the show and how these little moments of, you know, things that would play out and how different the Doctor was back then compared to what we know of the Doctor
right,
today.
Right.
because he was a very unlikable man. He was a very prickly, he was very, he was a grandfather, but he was kind of a scary grandfather, as David Tennant would say.
Yeah. Yeah, that creepy old, like, from the Nutcracker, the
right,
uncle.
Right.
What's his name?
Yeah. So it was interesting. And then they played an episode afterwards. Well, not just an episode. It's a story arc. So it was like a 4 or 5 episode story.
Oh,
it was like 2.5 hours. Yeah. So it was the Aztecs, which was one of the key episodes in his run.
Okay. Yeah. They used to all be story arc back then.
Yeah.
It was one-off episodes,
right,
more like this day. It's,
yeah. They were, yeah, like 4 or 5 part episodes.
Right. Oh, that's really cool. I'm going to check that out.
So it's still around. And this Sunday, the 24th, Patrick Troughton, who is the second Doctor, then he gets his moment in the spotlight, and they talk about him. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this because, you know, I grew up like you. I grew up with Tom Baker as the Doctor,
mm-hmm,
and I've since gone back to watch a lot of the John Pertwee stuff, and John was before Tom Baker. And I really love John's take on the Doctor. So, but then I missed. After Tom Baker left, I didn't follow any of the other stuff. So, like Patrick McCoy and Peter Davidson. I didn't watch any of those later Doctors, so I'm curious to go back and see as they explore these, you know, just
and that's
stuff
neat.
That
they're kind of picking out the best episodes.
Yeah.
You can see what it was, you know, what, how they portrayed him and
right,
what the show looked like and stuff done. That's very cool.
Yeah. So, and that's all leading up to the March 30th premiere of Matt Smith's second part of Series 7.
Got it.
Yep. And the rumors floating around that, yes, part of Series 8, which is the 50th anniversary season, that they are going to do one episode that they will have all of the surviving Doctors make cameos in.
That's cool.
So,
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. And Stephen Moffat's writing that episode now, so.
All right.
Let's see. Well, we had some firepower at the box office this past weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And the top three are like right in a row.
Yeah, very close.
Which is interesting. So,
and very different movies, too.
Mm-hmm. A Good Day to Die Hard came in first with $25
million. Yep.
Not shocking there. But Identity Thief, $23.5 million.
Still.
And Safe Haven at $21.5 million.
Which is like a romantic, is a love story, right?
Yeah, but it's like a drama.
Okay.
Like she's on the run or whatever.
Okay.
It's Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
And Josh Duhamel.
So we're not talking about heavy-duty acting here.
No, but heavy-duty drama and crime,
yes,
and whatever with that. So, yeah, so three very different. And then Escape from Planet Earth is in fourth, but with $16 million.
Which my brother is taking my nieces and nephews to go see today.
Okay.
So.
And then Warm Bodies, $9 million. So the top five, you have, like, all different genres.
Yeah, which is unusual.
So, yeah. Yeah, usually it's, yeah, we have a whole bunch of either the kids stuff or, you know, big action or whatever. So it's all over the place there.
All right. So only two movies of note for next week. Both look terrible, to be perfectly honest with you. The first one I saw the trailer for, I went back and saw Django Unchained again this past week with a friend who hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And this trailer played before it. It's called Dark Skies. And it's yet another one of those family possession movies. Like, you're sitting there, you know, here's a family that's the ideal in the house in the suburbs and all this kind of stuff. And then some alien force takes. So it starts looking like Paranormal Activity, and then it looks like The Possession, and then it looks like Amityville Horror. So it's stuff we've all seen before. But J.K. Simmons is in this. And I'm thinking, here's a guy who's incredibly talented who knows better than to make movies like these.
Yeah, but he makes a million movies a year.
That's
just
true.
About.
That's
so
true.
Some of them are going to be bad.
Yeah, and Kerry Russell stars in this, you know, Miss
yeah.
Felicity. So. The other one is called Snitch, and Dwayne Johnson goes undercover as a DEA agent to rescue his son who was set up in a drug deal gone bad. But like you were saying, the cast list for this is like a who's who.
It's like whack. Susan Sarandon's in this thing. Melina Kenicarides is in it. Benjamin Bratt and Barry Pepper is like the other lead in it. It's I don't know.
From writer-director Rick Roman Waugh, who is a stuntman.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Rock movie.
That's true.
That's all it's going to be. Come
yep.
on.
But, okay. Should be interesting. He did stunts on Sudden Death for Jean-Claude Van Damme and Double Dragon and Hard Target, so he's...
Yeah, he's done it a lot, but now he's got, like, a whole bunch of stuff in production where he's writing and directing.
Interesting.
So.
All right.
I've always wanted to direct.
Yes, that's what everybody says, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're not going to the box office this weekend and you want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray, head over to DVDverse.com and click on the DVD releases tab. We've got Argo, which is Ben Affleck's award season juggernaut, which I think picked up some awards at the Writers Guild this past weekend, and is heading into Oscars this coming weekend. Anna Karenina, which is Keira Knightley and Jude Law doing their Tolstoy epic romance. We've got Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome, which was a web series. They're trying so hard to keep this franchise going, and every time they do something, it just falls flat on its face. But this one stars the kid from the BBC series Skins, which I found was interesting, but Dave reviewed it and said it was absolutely terrible. Game of Thrones Season 2 is hitting DVD and Blu-ray this week in anticipation of Season 3. Have you watched this series at all?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either, but everybody keeps talking about what a fantastic show it is. Criterion is releasing Marlon Brando's On the Waterfront on Blu-ray. And then we've got two 3D movies hitting Blu-ray. Monsters, Inc., which did well on its box office release. And then Top Gun 3D, which I don't need to see Tom Cruise in 3D. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Something is up at Netflix as we shift over to streaming. There's nothing new this week. There's just a couple things which are like obscure foreign or documentary films. And then there's only 20 listed for being on tap for March 1st. Now, I'm not exactly sure what's up with this. Now, maybe they're waiting and they're still negotiating contracts or something like that. But this is highly unusual because usually the first of the month, Netflix just opens up the floodgates and there's a whole bunch of new stuff. So,
right.
Not sure. Not much going on at Hulu either. We've got the Oscar-nominated documentary Waco about the Waco, Texas. It was the compound, right? The religious compound.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a spinoff of the 1960s Zatoichi series called The One-Armed Swordsman. We've got Jackie Chan in Chinese Hercules.
Nice. I want to watch it just because of that title. That's excellent.
From the 70s. And here's one for you. Hayley Duff in Home Invasion, a revenge crime drama.
Okay, I'm not a fan of Hayley Duff. I'm a fan of Hillary Duff. Get them correct.
Anyways.
Less talented, less pretty one.
There you go. There you go. Although Hillary's not doing much these days either.
She's just mommying.
Yeah. All right. That's all I've got for streaming this week. So.
All right. Well, on TV, there's something starting, something ending. And then, of course, Oscars. But Tuesday, Body Proof is back on ABC.
Oh.
That's Dana Delaney's medical examiner show with Jerry Ryan's on that, too.
Right. It's decent.
You know, kind of typical, but good, solid show.
Yeah.
And we ended with a huge cliffhanger last season.
Oh, really?
And it's been, geez, almost a year because it, you know, was May or whatever. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
But on Tuesday, also on the CW, there's a new show called Cult that I know nothing about because it's on the CW and I don't really care. Friday, CSI New York, the season finale is on.
Okay.
And then Sunday at the Academy Awards. It's on ABC.
Yeah,
so
they
you
have a weird
check out Hollywood at its finest.
They have a weird mix of people doing the pre-show this year. It's like Kelly Rowland is hosting the pre-show.
They always get somebody whacked there. And then there's other pre-shows, too, because they have their own pre-show, obviously, on ABC beforehand. But E! Does the red carpet for, like, 5 hours beforehand, I swear.
Oh, I know. They start early. And that was the thing about living in Los Angeles, because Oscars was a week-long celebration. So we would get invited to all of these pre-pre-show. We would get invited to a pre-dinner show where they would show you exactly what Wolfgang Puck was cooking for dinner.
Yeah, it's just, it's insane. The whole town goes insane.
And they shut down Hollywood Boulevard to build up all of the stands and all of that. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So anyhow, you can see all the ridiculousness this weekend.
Yeah.
And then music this week. It's a weird mix, but Celtic Thunder has Mythology coming out. It's a DVD and CD. Buck Cherry has a new album, Confessions.
Sounds like a porn star.
And Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have a new one called Push the Sky Away. Kevin Eubanks.
Oh.
Jay Leno's old band leader.
Yeah.
He has an album called The Messenger. Fatboy Slim has a live show. It's a CD, DVD.
Shut up.
Big Beach Boutique 5. Don't ask me on that one. I don't know. And then A Good Day to Die Hard soundtrack.
Okay.
Is out this week. Okay. Who wants to say it? Should we all just say his name together?
James Patterson.
But this is actually one I'm pretty sure he wrote the whole thing himself.
Are you sure? Because
it's an Alex Cross, and it's called Alex Cross Run.
All right.
That's out. And then a bunch of biography kind of stuff and memoir-y stuff. But Dwayne Epstein has a book called Lee Marvin, Point Blank. That should be interesting. And then Whitey, The Life of America's Most Notorious Mob Boss.
Oh.
Dick Lehrer and Jared O'Neill wrote that one. But it's the whole Whitey Bulger thing. Who, Chicago stuff. And then, how long was he living out there? He was living out in like Santa Monica for years and years until they finally found him a couple of years ago.
Right.
That's a crazy story. So that should be an interesting one. And then Ben Bernanke. The Federal Reserve and the Financial Crisis. It's a series of lectures he did.
Hmm.
Now put, obviously, in book form for you money and political people. And for you TV fans, Alice Henderson, a new Supernatural novel. Supernatural Fresh Meat.
Well, you mean an adaptation of the television series.
From the TV show.
Which just got renewed for another season.
Jeez, I can't believe how long that thing's been on. No,
I don't think those guys can believe how long they're going because they're starting to look like they're ready to file for AARP.
Wow. So, okay. Well, theater news this week, it's kind of crosses the entertainment genre.
Okay.
There's a new movie coming out that's going to shoot this summer in New York.
Yeah.
It's called Love is Strange, but the new casting news for it, Tracy Letts.
Ooh.
Is starring. I've mentioned him before. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's based in Steppenwolf in Chicago, but he's on Broadway a lot. They're finishing up. You guys only have a couple weeks to go see Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with him. In Broadway. That's wrapping up March 3rd. But then this summer he'll be shooting that. So, and I'm a huge, huge fan of his. So
yeah, you just don't like his acting.
I don't. And that's what's going to be interesting. But he's so amazing to watch on stage.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see him on film again.
That's true.
So anyhow, that. But also, I totally saw this. I'm like, how did I miss that this was made? And I went and watched the trailer. Okay. It's not coming out for a year. It's Valentine's Day next year.
Yeah.
Michael Ealy, who was just most recently on The Good Wife, and Joy Bryant from Parenthood, are playing Dan and Debbie. They redid About Last Night.
Shut up!
Which is based on Mamet's play,
right.
Sexual Diversity in Chicago.
Holy
but they redid it. It's the same character names, but they're friends who hate each other, and this movie, of course, are hooking up. But it just looks painful.
Why would they do that? I wonder if Mamet was actually involved.
I don't know. Some of the lines in the trailer were the same, but some, obviously, they changed stuff. I don't know. And the thing is, though, even the original About Last Night, which is Rob Lowe and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Which was actually shot in Chicago. And
right.
Or back, in the 80s. So,
Jim Belushi.
The Sexual Perversity in Chicago is a very short play.
Yes.
So they had to expand it immensely. So we'll see what they change for the new one. But I was just shocked. I don't know how I missed that they were making this. It's filmed, the trailer's out, but it's not coming out for a year.
Yeah, he's only credited as having written the play. They did not. Somebody else did the. And I'm gearing up to do a David Mamet play within the next couple weeks. Actually, this weekend we start our first table read for Glengarry Glen Ross. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, Steve Pink and Leslie Headland wrote the screenplay.
Don't even. Yeah. So we have a whole year to anticipate that. Yay!
Well, she was a writer on that short-lived FX series, Terriers.
Okay.
With Donald Logue. Interesting. All right, well, in entertainment news, we're going to start with the bad stuff, as usual. We've got the death and apparent suicide of country singer Mindy McCready,
life has just been cursed, and not really kidding, but something about if Dean Cain passed on the Superman curse to her.
Yeah.
because her poor life has been just up and down, and a lot more down.
Yeah, and this, you know, this seems to happen a lot in artists who struggle with depression and substance abuse, but she could just not pull herself out.
No, and her boyfriend killed himself a couple months ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is what brought it to a head. She's had problems with, career and mental health and addiction and stuff for years and years. But her boyfriend shot and killed himself a couple months ago. And they ended up, she's had such, been so depressed, they actually took her kids away a couple weeks ago. And she was in the mental health treatment and I don't know. But obviously it did not help. It wasn't enough.
She was only 37.
Yeah. Just that. And so there's two kids now without a mom. Yeah. And her youngest was with her boyfriend, her late boyfriend. And it's a toddler.
Yes.
And now has no parents. So, ugh.
Lovely. And an even more depressing news. So London Olympics star Oscar Pistorius. His girlfriend was apparently murdered on Valentine's Day. Now, the original story was that she was surprising him. She came in the middle of the night to surprise him for Valentine's Day, and he thought that it was a home invasion, and he shot her. Well, that story's starting to fall apart because it turns out now that the police are saying, well, no, she was actually murdered in the bathroom, shot multiple times through the door.
And her head was bashed in.
Ugh.
And they have the cricket bat.
Oh, God.
Blood.
Ugh. Because neighbors had called the night before and complained about them fighting. And
We're going to have to wait for all the facts to come out on this. But, ugh.
Yet another, you know, here's another a great hero story that's torn down by human frailty. I don't know. All right, well, let's move on to something a little bit more interesting, although some people are going to find it very concerning. Anyways, Star Wars Episode 7 plans are coming together, as reports are now that Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill have all signed on to participate in the film. Now, people are saying, like, well, we don't want to see old versions of Han Solo just sitting around in a wheelchair, and I don't think that's what they're going to do. You know, I've been talking to a couple people and saying that Disney is going to make sure that this movie surpasses anything that we've seen from Lucas in recent years.
Right.
So, with the people involved from JJ and Lawrence Kasdan and some of the other creative folks behind this, I have a feeling it's going to be very tasteful and very well done. But, well, you know, the jury's still out because nothing's been... Yeah, exactly. In the WTF column, CBS is developing a new sitcom around a father-daughter advertising team starring Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Hello.
What kind of strange pairing is that?
They're both hysterical.
They are.
I wonder how they're going to play off each other. Obviously, pretty well.
Yeah.
They've cast her. See how that looks.
Yeah, they would have screen tested it or at least, you know, done a read to see how they play together. So
Right.
Could be genius. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sticking with the what the hell stuff, River Phoenix is coming back to the big screen.
Okay.
In a movie called Dark Blood that he was working on. He had 10 days worth of filming left when he died outside the Viper Club in Los Angeles.
Right.
From a drug overdose.
What's coming out now?
So it took forever for the director to get this project completed and figure out how he was going to cut it such that he could use that footage and still create a cohesive story. His co-star on this is Jonathan Pryce. So, I'm curious to see. I mean, it's an old picture, obviously, and we'll see what actually happens. And then one more piece I have for you. The trailer has been released for NBC's new series, Hannibal.
Yes.
From Pushing Daisies showrunner, creator, Brian Fuller.
Yes.
The show stars Mads Mikkelsen, who was in, he was one of the bad guys in Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig Casino Royale, as Hannibal Lecter, a young Hannibal Lecter. You have Mr. Claire Danes, Hugh Dancy, as the FBI profiler. And then the show also co-stars Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, the show is crazy.
And Wonderfalls' Carolyn DeVernis.
Yeah, I think it's going to be crazy good.
And then you've got the Bates Motel thing with Vera Farmiga.
Horror is huge in TV right now.
Crap.
partially thanks to, you know, Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, I know, American Horror Story. And but, Dylan McDermott just got signed to another TV series, so he's going to be off that show now. He just got a new series for another network.
So, yeah, horror's big. But, yeah, this Hannibal looks, I mean, it's either going to be complete crap.
Yeah.
Because it just isn't going to all mesh,
yeah,
or it's going to be brilliant.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We shall see. All right. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, I want to throw in a quick Amanda Bynes. We have a listener who is slightly fascinated with Amanda Bynes, like I have been in the past.
Yes.
This anonymous listener sends me links to Amanda Bynes articles.
Really?
On occasion. Yes, so I definitely wanted to mention this one this week. She did an interview with Us Weekly magazine.
Okay.
Supposedly, and she says in it, they do this whole like 25 things you don't know. And so it's just like really quick lines. It's not like this big in depth. But one of them is, quote, "I moved to New York City and I love it. I lost 4 pounds since I moved. I'm 121 pounds. My goal is 100 pounds.
What?
She's tall. I mean, not hugely tall, but she's a couple inches taller than the average woman.
Yeah.
100 pounds will put her at, like, you know, sickly.
She'll look like a walking skeleton.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Wow. That's like those pictures of... those pictures of Matthew McConaughey when he's doing the AIDS movie.
Right.
Where he's all gaunt and everything like that. She's going to wind up looking like that.
I don't know. It's just, well, yeah, one of those
nuts
things, like, is she kidding? And she's, I don't know. But the girl has not gotten it together.
No, yeah, you talk about mental health issues. This one's off her nut.
Yeah, and it's so sad because she's very talented and smart and whatever.
Yeah. Well, at least she hasn't gone the Lindsay Lohan route. Like, she's not renting herself out to foreign dignitaries as an escort for $100,000 a night.
Ugh. Yeah, well, that may be next.
Well, that could be.
I don't know. But anyhow, so, yeah, I just wanted to pass on the Amanda Bynes.
Okay, well, we'll keep on top of those
stories
for you.
Completely effed up.
Yeah. Is she acting at all, by the way? Is she doing
anything? I don't know if she's really doing much. I know, too. I don't know. She laid low for like a little bit, but yeah, it doesn't look like she's getting it together.
Okay.
Anyhow.
All right.
Kardashian news. So the judge has finally set a trial date for the divorce.
For
May 6th.
Kanye or something.
Well, Chris's team, the Nets, are probably going to be in the playoffs.
Oh.
So he had asked the judge to wait till, like, June, you know, whatever. Anyhow, it didn't go, whatever is going on with that. But I guess he has supposedly said, screw my career. I am screwing Kim over.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And I will be at that divorce hearing. His lawyer just quit, actually.
Nice.
It's kind of fun. He needs to give up. So he can just settle it beforehand. Or he doesn't have to be there, technically.
Right. I mean, you just need a representative, right.
To go represent.
Yeah.
Or he can, like, walk away from whatever, a couple games, because it's going to take a few days, I'm sure, the trial. So he can miss a couple games and put his career at risk and, you know, try to win, which he's not going to anyhow.
There you go.
So, anyhow.
Happy, happy.
Yes. My life is not that bad. That's just what I keep remembering when I say these Kardashian stories every week.
Yeah. All right. And on that bombshell, we will wrap up the show this week. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we appreciate your patronage over at DVDverdict.com. We got a bunch of reviews.
And you can head over there and enter our contest this week, which is a small horror film called Snow Shark.
Ooh. Like Crocosaurus or something.
It's exactly like that kind of thing. And I'm sure Dave Johnson will be watching it.
All right. Well, until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
I say goodbye to romance. Yeah. Goodbye to friends. I tell you, goodbye to all the pets.